Presley with Martin Bester.
Well, let me tell you something. Something very extraordinary happened in Centurion, the Roy Escarol area, a couple of days ago. It was Wednesday, where someone saw a lady collapse next to the side of the road, called the Community Policing Forum. And I'm going to let Sonette Klopper from the Roy Escarol Community Policing Forum tell you the rest of the story. Sonette, goeiemorgen.
Goeiemorgen.
Gaan het goed met jou?
Goed, baie dankie.
Lekker. So luister, toe word julle gebel oor die vrou wat geval het, this lady that collapsed on the side of the road. What happened from there? What was wrong with her? What was happening?
So, as you said, we are part of the Community Policing Forum, Roy Escarol, Sector 2. So we received a call on one of our channels about the lady collapsing. My husband Gordon and I was at home. We decided to respond there. They said that it looks like she might be in labor. So the first thing that came to mind was just grab some towels, as the thing as it is on the side of the road.
Yeah.
We responded there because my husband and I both have first aid, some experience.
Training, yeah.
When we got there on the scene, the lady was lying there with some bystanders around her, and I could see that she is in pain. She's in quite a bit of distress. While I was just asking some basic questions, she said that her due date is the next day, quickly. And I could see that she is in full-blown labor. So as soon as I saw one of her contractions hit, I started timing the contractions, and I said, okay, it's a minute apart, so there's no way that we are going to get this lady to a hospital in time. In the meantime, while I was there busy assessing her and comforting her, Ruan Haynes from CERT SA, another community service paramedic, pitched up on scene. He basically took over the scene, and I assisted him from there, and we delivered a baby boy next to the road on the...
Well done. That's amazing. That is so amazing. How lucky is she that you got to the scene so quickly, and also the other guy, Ruan, assisting her. So she was due the next day.
She was due the next day. That is the sad part. I know a lot of people ask, how can she go to work so close to a due date? But that just shows you the desperate situation in South Africa.
No time to rest.
On that loss,
No time to rest. And your experience with all this, because it sounds like you've got a bit of experience. Do you have kids of your own?
Do you have kids indeed? I've got 5 kids.
Oh, wow. So an expert.
Yeah, you know what you're doing, pretty much.
I won't say an expert.
5 kids, that's good qualification. That's good experience right there. It's like, and of course, what you need to do in a situation like that, you'll only know if you've had the training, right?
Yes, as I say, we've got basic first aid training, and this whole pregnancy, delivery, newborn baby, it's always been a dream of mine to become a doula or a midwife.
Serious?
Never had the opportunity, so I've read up a lot, and I think I've gained quite some knowledge. I'm an expert, but I think I would have been able to basics.
To do everything.
Hmm.
Your biggest dream is my biggest fear.
I
would not know. I would not know what to do.
You'd be that guy passing out,
screaming,
and then passing out.
Calling other people, phoning, flagging people down.
Come here.
But that's to help you.
But what I love about the story, Sonette, is that the word community is in your description of what you do, Community Policing Forum, and there doesn't get more community than that. That is fantastic. Well done.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
And is mom fine? And baby's fine? Everyone's fine?
By the time we got her into the ambulance, baby was fine. Mom was fine. Unfortunately, we didn't get any contact details of the mom, name, address, or telephone number.
Because everything happened so quickly.
Awesome. Yes, it would have been awesome to just catch up and maybe just walk a path with them.
I know. I wouldn't mind, you know, catching up with her and just seeing how she is, and maybe she just wants an opportunity to thank you.
Yeah.
So I think if anyone's listening and you know any details of this lady, you know, come forward with her details. It'd be so lacquer. But an amazing work that you guys do, Sonet. So thanks to you and the Rooi Skraal Community Policing Forum. Dis amazing om te weet daar mense soos julle is wat daar buite is wat gretig is om te help. I mean, for goodness sake, you're saying you were hoping for the day that you could do help like this. It's just that's incredible. That's what you do. You're made to do this.
Imagine.
That is so so cool. How old are your kids? Is hulle nou 'n bietjie ouer of hoe jonk is hulle?
Die jongste enigie is nou graad 4, soos wat ons ouer mense dit ken, standaard 2, en dan die oudste ene is nou graad 9.
Hulle is 3
op hoërskool, 2 op laerskool.
5 kinders.
Ja, grys, baie grys.
So nie. Maar luister net omdat jy so braaf is en so amazing is en die goeie werk wat jy doen, wil ek vir jou R5,000 stuur in Engelrande, in Angel Rands to your phone, so you can go and treat yourself a bit, and I don't know, maybe you catch up with the other lady, you can get her a little something as well, buy yourselves a bit of a coffee and a cake or whatever, just because you're amazing people.
Wow, that is so amazing, thank you so much.
You're so welcome, thanks for chatting to us, Sonet, well done, good job.
Very
good
nice.
Job.
Sure.
Cheers, bye.
Oh, man.
Bye.
On the side of the road. Okay. Trying to know what that child's name's going to be now. There are so many thoughts.
1, 2, 3. Let's be crazy. Let's be kind. You're with your morning family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.